Welcome to Exhibition, an Xbox podcast, episode number 63. My name is Samuel Adams, and on today's show, we are talking about the Xbox Game Pass family plan finally going into testing for certain Xbox insiders. We have Sony commenting on the Activision Blizzard acquisition by Microsoft, saying that Call of Duty is irreplaceable, and of course, we have plenty of other news stories to dive into, including some new Xbox Game Pass games, some of which are available now for the month of August. We have a packed show for you today. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into it. An Xbox Game Pass family plan has been at the top of the wish list for many subscribers for a very long time because of the nature of the service. If you're somebody who has Game Pass with multiple people gaming in one household, you really aren't going to be getting the full experience the Game Pass has to offer. And from my experience as somebody who has primarily been the only person playing on my Xbox Game Pass Ultimate membership, my recommendations are more curated to the games that I specifically want to play. My wish list doesn't get muddied by other people that are adding things to it. My cloud gaming saves are always going to be my save. And those elements kind of get lost whenever you have one or more people also jumping on to your account. And until now, that's pretty much what has had to be done if you want to share your Xbox Game Pass experience. This is something I've done with my girlfriend. This is something that many people already do. But rather than making it more difficult for players to experience Game Pass in the way that they want, Microsoft is officially testing an Xbox Game Pass family plan style experience in Ireland and Colombia for Xbox insiders. Now, there is an entire blog over on the Xbox Wire that digs more into what this trial period is doing, but effectively, if you want the high-level breakdown, you will now be able to give up to 4 people access to your Xbox Game Pass Ultimate benefits. And the key here comes from the Xbox Wire blog from Tyler Middleider, I believe I said that name correctly, a senior technical program manager at Microsoft, who says that this makes it even easier to play the best Game Pass games with friends and family across console, PC, and cloud by enabling you to add up to 4 people to your subscription, all with their own unique access to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate games, content, and benefits. That is a major key. And what I mean by that is that this gives you essentially 4 different subscriptions that don't overlap with one another. So if you have 4 people that want to play Halo Infinite, all 4 of them get the double XP boost and the various skins that come through Xbox Game Pass. If you have people that want to play cloud gaming on the go, you no longer have to worry about somebody already playing at home on the Xbox so you can't play your cloud gaming experience. That is immediately eliminated. Now, you might be asking, how much is this going to be? Now, currently, it is running at €21.99, which comes out to about $22.40 USD. More than likely, I could see this being rounded up to a $25 kind of range in the United States. Maybe it'll sit right there at $22, $23, something like that. But that gives you an idea of what you are going to be looking at. Now, again, this is in a trial period right now in Colombia and Ireland. And so the key here is that if you do want to upgrade and you are eligible in these regions as an Xbox insider, you can upgrade 1 month of Ultimate and it will be converted to 18 days of membership on this new plan. Overall, first impressions of the way this is looking, I'm very impressed, number one, with the pricing, and number two, with the value. And I think that adding one additional tier to Game Pass keeps it simple enough that anybody can kind of see it, digest it, and understand it. But at the same time, it also gives flexibility and options that are much needed in the Game Pass ecosystem. So again, 4 people, full Game Pass Ultimate benefits, Xbox Live, PC Game Pass, console Game Pass, and cloud gaming for about $22 a month. Very good stuff here. And this is the kind of quality of life improvement that I love seeing because this, again, takes nothing away from the people that are currently experiencing Xbox in the way that they already do. If you already have console Game Pass with no additional bells and whistles, that still stays at $9.99 per month. If you have Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, that is not going away. You keep that, you rock with it, you have a good time. But if you're somebody that does have multiple people in your household that play, or if you just want to have a group of four friends that all split it evenly, that's an option here as well. That totally works. You just Zelle somebody some money, boom shakalaka, you're ready to go. Big benefit here, and I'm excited to see this test come to conclusion and hopefully towards the fall season as we approach, maybe the holiday season, this could be a big boost for Xbox's ecosystem. So I'm excited to see, and I think that with PlayStation Plus getting a revamp earlier this year, it's important to stay competitive and for families comparing consoles, PS5, Xbox Series X or S, this could be a game changer for the dad that's standing in the aisle at Target looking at his options on his cell phone. This provides an incredible amount of value and everybody in the house gets to play without any kind of compromise. Earlier this week, some of Sony's comments regarding the Activision Blizzard acquisition by Microsoft got the internet very riled up, and these comments came from statements made to the government of Brazil, which is one of the governing bodies that is reportedly investigating the acquisition and making sure things are on the up and up. And in these comments, Sony said, quote, "Activision's Call of Duty is an essential game, a blockbuster, a AAA-like game that has no rival," end quote. Coming from Xbox era, they write, Sony goes on to say how there is no game comparable to Call of Duty. Even a game like Battlefield does not come close to the popularity of Activision's mega franchise. Sony continues to say that no other developers could acquire the expertise required to make a game like Call of Duty, and that the series is deeply entrenched in the minds of gamers. There is essentially nothing that can compete, at least according to their statements. Now, on top of that, they go on to comment on Game Pass, discussing their thoughts on the service and if they think anyone can compete, writes Xbox Era. They say, over the past 5 years, Microsoft's Game Pass has grown to capture approximately 60 to 70% of the global subscription services market. They are then asked what it would take to create a service that could compete with Game Pass and say it would take several years for a competitor, even with substantial investments, to create a rival effective for Game Pass, end quote. Now, a ton of people are saying this is Sony taking an L or these comments are blown out of proportion. In my opinion, again, as we've always said, you don't pay $69 billion to not make big moves. Yes, this is a monumental shift for the industry, and as the main competitor to Microsoft, it makes sense for Sony to make this type of comment and say, hey, have you guys seen how big Call of Duty is? Because it is effectively massive, and when these games are added day and date, not next year, but the following year to Game Pass, that is going to be a substantial game changer for players when they're deciding where to play the next Call of Duty. I fully understand that Activision Blizzard's acquisition by Microsoft is going to be a game changer for PlayStation because it makes playing on PlayStation a much less appealing deal. I know that right now there is a huge brand affinity for PlayStation. People love the brand. I love the brand. I still do to this day. But when it comes to comparing value, apples to apples, you cannot get around the fact that when Activision Blizzard's deal closes, you are going to be able to get most of their catalog, and in a few years, all of their catalog on the Game Pass ecosystem. That's what it comes down to. And so I still fully believe that the deal is going to go through without a hitch. In fact, some of these professionals are saying that it could come as soon as the end of the year. So by the time things tick over to 2023, we could be seeing the official closure of the Call of Duty acquisition in the Activision Blizzard deal from Microsoft. And that is going to be quite the sight to behold. But no doubt it is going to be an exciting few years ahead for Xbox. And it's going to be very interesting to watch the space. And Sony's comments on Game Pass are also interesting because they have doubled down. They are funneling resources into a PlayStation Plus revamp that can effectively try to compete with Game Pass. Is it doing so right now? It is, but not to the fullest degree. I don't think that it's going to be hitting that kind of mark anytime soon. But From what I've heard from fans in the PlayStation community, things are certainly shaping up to be positive. Things are looking very, very good. And people are enjoying the new PlayStation Plus, which is exactly what competition is meant to drive. I mean, Sony commented here, it would be nearly impossible for a team to create a game on the level of Call of Duty. I don't know, man. Try. You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see people come out and say, whoa, that is a big deal. They're getting Call of Duty. Let's try and do something that can compete with that. That would be good. Bring back Killzone. Change it up a bit. I don't know what it looks like, but this is pushing you forward. So, again, very interesting comments. Kind of shocking to see blown up as much as it was online. But nonetheless, this deal is probably going to close. That's my bet by the end of the year. But I would love to know what you think via Twitter. Hit me up at JampackSam or in the comment section down below if you are on the YouTube channel. If you've ever wanted an Xbox handheld, you are definitely not alone. With the rise of things like the Backbone One or the Razer Kishi over the past few years, in combination with Xbox Cloud Gaming, I think a lot of people have been in that same boat wanting some kind of handheld gaming experience that feels more official for the Xbox ecosystem. And while Microsoft has not said anything about an official handheld gaming device outside of their Xbox certified accessories, I will say, this new announcement from Logitech and Tencent certainly got some attention this week because these two companies are coming together to release an advanced handheld cloud gaming device that is going to be coming to store shelves later this year. According to the official blog and press release, they write that the new device will support multiple cloud gaming services, and both companies are working with Xbox Cloud Gaming and NVIDIA GeForce Now teams so gamers can play AAA games when they're away from their console or PC. They write more about the partnership having great synergy because of the two driving goals from both of the companies, Logitech G's leadership in PC and console gaming gear, Tencent being a great software development team. They are trying to create something great here, and I think this is a very exciting and promising opportunity. Now, let's own up to it. Tencent is a controversial figure in the gaming space. They've been gobbling up companies left and right. They're this kind of mysterious figure in the gaming world. A lot of discussion around that. But all of that conversation aside, the promise of a handheld gaming device that embraces the cloud fully and wholeheartedly, I'm very interested to hear more about it. Now, I did have a friend, and this is exclusive to the podcast, so if you want a world exclusive, here you go, who reportedly was in the testing group for this device. And they reached out to me after I tweeted about it earlier this week, sharing a couple of details. Now, they, again, were in the first round of the device testing group, and they said that it was very big, very bulky, which is traditionally the case for a lot of first-generation prototype devices. But they also said the colors were disgusting. More than likely, that was just to hide the official reveal look of the device itself, in case some pictures were taken, could be more easily pushed away and said, oh, we've never seen that thing before. I don't know what the case could have been, but they also said the experience ran flawlessly. That is the key here for me. Because we live in a world where devices like the Steam Deck are selling like hotcakes. And while these devices are obviously not one-to-one, you have the Steam Deck using actual onboard memory and storage, which will immediately reduce latency. But at the same time, it's a big, huge, bulky device. It's huge. It's way bigger than the Switch OLED. And so depending on what this device looks like and its price point, it could be a very big game changer for those that want something that is a device dedicated to cloud gaming. Now, is this something I'm going to be diving into? It, again, depends on the price. I need something that gives me a reason to play cloud gaming. And traditionally, whenever I do find time to play games, I'm not normally on the go. I'm not normally in a situation where I need to use cloud gaming. I have my Series S near me. I have my Series X near me. I'm generally at a point in my day where I'm ready to sit down with a big 4K TV, lights off, game on, sound on, all the good stuff. I want the full experience. But if I had some kind of device that more catered to that type of cloud gaming experience, then I may be more enticed to give it a shot. So we'll see what they come up with. No pictures of the device, no updates to share right now. But again, this is supposed to be getting some more information soon. So maybe we'll see something at Gamescom in a couple of weeks. Could be a good opportunity there. Time will tell, but certainly some interesting news nonetheless. For my Halo Infinite fans out there, an August 9th drop pod is coming in hot, and we have the preview patch notes for you, courtesy of Uni over on the Halo Waypoint blog, who writes that you're going to be seeing some customization options opened up, quality of life improvements, and some groundwork for more many requested features. But first and foremost, visors will now work on all cores. No matter what you want, you can put it wherever you want. Awesome stuff to see. Now, again, when I'm talking about visors, I'm talking about the colors, the different shades of your visor. This is not going to be a more widespread opening of the customization options like we have been wanting for quite some time, but it's a good step in the right direction. Additional steps are coming with the Mark 7 helmet attachments for that specific armor core. Some of the helmet attachments were not designed for other helmets, and so there are going to be some overlaps where some attachments may not be equipable, but it sounds like they're opening up the potential for attachments to be more accessible across all of the Mark 7 options, which of course is one of the most popular cores in the game. So, the total number of options has been greatly increased, but not everything is going to be available, and I am loving the way this Firewatch helmet looks right here. Now, when it comes to the gameplay, we are going to be getting a doubles playlist, some team doubles options in ranked and social. So that is a great new option for people that run two squads or 2v2, if you want to do that. Good gameplay addition there. And the groundwork is being laid for some region select options. So if you just want to play with people in your region, then you are not going to be able to for this drop pod. But the update is being implemented to lay the groundwork for that to happen in an upcoming drop pod, which could give you a slower time to find a match, but more options when it comes to lower ping, lower latency, that kind of thing. This could be my favorite improvement coming for the August 9th drop pod, and that is that challenges are going to be viewable in the pause menu, so you can track what challenges you need to accomplish within the pause menu itself. Now, it's important to note here, you do not see progress, as far as I can see right here from this screenshot. Again, this is just the XP that's earned, what you have to do. I think that's kind of where they're landing with this, but it's great to see if you need a reminder of what gun you need to use, or if you need headshots in a game of Last Spartan Standing, for instance, like I know a lot of people needed last week. This is going to be a great way to keep track of that and as a reminder of what you need to do in the middle of the game. Awesome quality of life improvement there. So, great to see. And again, I really, really enjoy the fact that they are continuing to build out Halo Infinite. And with Forge on the way, I've been seeing some great content drop over on Twitter from people that are just showing off their creations. While it's not the huge map pack expansion, campaign content expansion that I think a lot of people are wanting, these are some wonderful steps in the right direction, and I do think that they should be applauded. This is a great set of quality of life improvements, and again, while it's not the DMR being added into the game, again, region select coming soon, visors being able to be interchanged, some more customization options, really good stuff here. So I'm very happy with this one, and I certainly will be diving back in depending on what the ultimate weekly challenge gives me. This week I passed just because it's a pair of gloves. Last week, little keychain boy, you know I'm totally in. So we'll see what this week brings, but some exciting news nonetheless. To round out today's show, let's talk about some new Game Pass games, shall we? This, of course, comes from Megan Spur, the community lead for Xbox Game Pass over on the Xbox Wire, who writes, coming to Game Pass, Ghost Recon Wildlands, Turbo Golf Racing, Two Point Campus, and more. Available now, Ghost Recon Wildlands on cloud console and PC, Shenzhen IO on PC, thanks to the ID at Xbox team, Turbo Golf Racing on cloud PC and Xbox Series X and S. Very interesting they defined the next generation exclusivity there. That's something that I have not seen a lot of previously. Now, coming on August the 9th, we have Two Point Campus dropping on cloud console and PC, Cooking Simulator comes on August the 11th for cloud console and PC, alongside Expeditions Rome for PC and Off-World Trading Company, also for PC. And again, we have some DLC and game updates, with Citizen Sleeper Episode 1 Flux, Sniper Elite 5 getting a Landing Force mission and a weapon pack, and Sea of Thieves Season 7. Of course, shout out to my friend Insipid Ghost, who has been tweeting tons of Sea of Thieves stuff, always online playing that game, dropped on August the 4th if you do want to drop in and sail the seven seas. Of course, you've got benefits, things like that, but notably leaving August the 15th, we have Boyfriend Dungeon, Curse of the Dead Gods, Library of Ruina, Starmancer, and Train Sim World 2. Not the most exciting additions to Game Pass, I'll be the first to admit. You know, I've seen better months, but at the same time, I'm pretty impressed that Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands is included here. And I say that not because I think this is going to be a significant game changer for that game or Game Pass, but in terms of Ghost Recon, in the past few years, this is really the only game that I have seen that has received pretty positive reception within the community. I think that's something that always impressed me with that one, is that while it may not have been great for me, somebody who really enjoys the single player kind of experience, it seems like it was a pretty positive reception overall. So I would be curious to see how many people went back to this one, what the player count is like now that it's on the service. Will this generate some excitement around future Ghost Recon entries? Those are kind of the questions that I have. And Turbo Golf Racing, I still need to dive into. It's effectively Rocket League, but with golf. Cool stuff there. So, again, not the best month for Game Pass so far, but with the holiday season coming up, I am sure there are going to be plenty of new additions, and some indies typically drop throughout the month as well as surprise releases on the service. So, certainly much to look forward to. That rounds out this week's episode of Exhibition, an Xbox podcast. If you're new to the show and you enjoy what you see or what you hear, subscribe to the channel, drop a like on the video if you are on YouTube, or if you are on a podcast service, add the show to your podcast feed of choice and get it delivered right to you each and every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Of course, throughout the week, I'm making YouTube shorts, I'm doing TikTok videos, Instagram reels, whatever you want, I've got a little bit of it, so be sure to follow me on all of those fancy little platforms out there on the internet. But until next time, you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. I'll talk to you soon. And remember, keep on playing.